The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
As I'm listening to Ursula's newscast there, I'm just wondering, how out of touch can our local politicians possibly sound and be? They want to post signs in gun shops. That's their solution to the spate of violence all around this region. I got to go off on that, what I just heard there. Welcome to the big show. We're coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio, streaming on Facebook Live. And let's get right to the big lead.
The big lead. Top story.
Okay, so Joe McDermott, the chair of the King County Council, I had not seen the story. I know that you had just gotten it with Hannah. So what does he want to do? He wants to post signs?
Yes. So he is proposing, and the King County Board of Health is going to take this up at 1:30 this afternoon, but he wants to post signs about the dangers of gun violence. This would be for gun shops in King County, and also talk about the higher risk of suicide, higher risk of accidental shootings.
Okay. Hey, Joe McDermott, how about you start getting real on this instead of your little phony window dressing, let's post signs about gun violence. I think everybody's heard what happened around our region, the entire Puget Sound region, last night. 8 shootings in the last 24 hours. The woman in Burien was just sitting at the front desk at her work when a stray bullet came through the window and killed her, a 51-year-old grandma, a hardworking immigrant from Mexico. You had, in Skyway, a woman killed while driving. No suspect description there. Des Moines, there was a shooting there. Nobody injured. Beacon Hill, woman shot in the stomach in serious condition. Rainier Beach, shots fired near Cleveland High School. A carjacking, 4 suspects arrested. Up in Snohomish County, man's facing life-threatening injuries. 2 suspects at large. Linwood, man and woman shot, woman's in critical condition. Linwood, man shot, no serious injuries, drive-by. Okay, then Joe McDermott, this clown on the King County Council, last night sends out a tweet. Tragedy in Burien today. My heart goes out to the shooting victim and her family and friends. We must address gun violence. Hey, Joe, why don't you say anything about gangs when these are gang violence crimes in Burien in particular? A guy had just picked up his 15-year-old kid at Highline High School. Guys in an SUV drive-by, they're targeting that guy and or his son. Clearly, it's gang-related. And that's where a stray bullet goes through and kills this 51-year-old woman. How are we going to solve anything if our politicians decide to just play the politically? Let's put a sign in the gun shops. Yeah, because all of the gangbangers are buying their guns at gun shops. And the ones who do, if they see a sign that guns are dangerous, well, I'm sure they'll just ask for a refund and leave without the weapon. This is about gang violence, and none of you in politics have the guts to say that. None of you have the fortitude to address the real problem, because it's not politically correct to point fingers at gangs. And so for the, when we had the story, the Target rampage, 15 minutes, a guy's terrorizing store workers and customers. No police response. No Seattle police response. You think that maybe, and I heard Don O'Neill had the story about how there's just no cops in covering that precinct. And that's why there was no response to that Target rampage that we all saw on video. Do you think maybe good, honest, law-abiding citizens, if they want, if they choose to exercise their Second Amendment rights, that maybe they need to have a gun since our cops are depolicing and aren't able to cover any of these crimes, even when one lasts for 15 violent minutes? in a Target store? Do you think that maybe, perhaps, citizens have decided that they need to be their own first line of defense? Because the only people who are buying guns at the gun shops are law-abiding people who want self-defense. I guarantee you the gangbangers are not getting their guns there. Here's Joe McDermott, King County Council Chair, talking about the signs that he wants to post.
And make sure that people know that owning a firearm increases the risk of being the victim of gun violence.
Yeah, being around gang members increases your chance of being a victim, too. Owning a gun increases your chance of being able to defend yourself when there's no police response, when some heroin addict smashes your window or kicks in your front door and wants to take everything that you have.
About the health effects of owning a firearm and the number for the crisis connection line if you or someone you know is experiencing depression or contemplating suicide.
Yeah, what if the guy who went on the rampage at the Target, what if the two people on the escalator when he shoved a 150-pound display case down the escalator, what if they hadn't been able to get out of the way? What if they'd been mowed down by that display case and killed? Might it have been good if somebody at that Target store could have had a concealed carry weapon and stopped that guy before he went on the rampage? He easily could have killed somebody. But, oh, we're not going to talk about gangs. We're not going to talk about the heroin users, which is the source of much of the downtown crime. We're going to post signs in gun shops.
About the health effects of owning a firearm and the number for the crisis connection line if you or someone you know is experiencing depression or contemplating suicide.
I'll tell you what's depressing. Having public officials who are not willing to speak truth, who are not willing to address what's really going on in our area. And when these shootings happen in Burien, when they happen in South Everett, we all know, everybody knows what's going on here. And it's not people who are buying guns at gun shops, for crying out loud. As for this woman who was innocently picked off in Burien yesterday while she was working at the front desk, Burien Mayor Jimmy Mata, he's not only the mayor, but he was a customer, a client, a patient at that chiropractic clinic.
She's a community leader. She's been a pedestal to our community.
And here's a friend of the victim talking to Cairo 7 News.
I really want to miss you so much.
And Burien Mayor Jimmy Mata said of that shooting yesterday,
we just can't have these kind of terrorist acts in our community.
Terrorist acts. Why can't you call it gang related? Why in the world can't you just call it? Why can nobody? Joe McDermott wants to post signs in gun shops. Jimmy Mata can't come to call it gang-related. Everybody knows what's going on. Drive-by, guys in an SUV try to shoot a father and son after the dad picks up the 15-year-old at school. They're the targets. You don't think that's gang-related? The people, the citizens, we all know what's going on. Kenneth Bivens is a friend of the woman who was shot and killed.
There used to be a gang unit in the city of Burien. They took it away. I think it's about time to bring that back and let some of these police officers do their job.
Nah, let's just post signs. If we put some signs in the gun shops, that'll end all gang violence. Right, Joe McDermott? Right, you out-of-touch politician? Here's another witness.
Can't take life for granted, you know, because this could happen to anybody.
It is just amazing. Until you are willing to honestly address the violence, until you're honestly willing to address the source, we have no chance of getting our arms around this. And when you have 8 shootings in the last 24 hours in the Puget Sound area, and Joe McDermott's solution is, let's put up a sign. I'll take care of it. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable to watch the madness of progressive politics around here. Speaking of which, next up in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Big Local.
We're going to talk at 12:30 with Amy Clancy, reporter at Cairo 7, our news partners. She found a rather amazing story about a convicted felon at the King County Jail. So finally we catch one of these criminals. Only one problem. He walked free, and it was all a mistake by the jail.
48-year-old Joseph Matthew Tramado has an extensive criminal history that includes convictions for vehicular assault, assault, illegal drugs, escape, and more.
So apparently some other inmate in this guy's housing unit was due to be released, and this guy just walked with him, kept his head down so the camera couldn't see him, and then just walked out of the jail, and once he got outside, started sprinting up Fifth Avenue.
But on August 22nd, while he was behind bars here, Tramado escaped the King County Jail by concealing himself among other inmates. And it was all caught on surveillance video, even though Tramado himself was not caught for 3 weeks.
How many crimes did that guy commit in 3 weeks, I wonder? How many people were victimized because of pure incompetence at the King County Jail? Amy Clancy's going to join us right after the bottom of the hour news and give us more details on this shocking story, the lack of security at the King County Jail. I want to know if anybody's being held accountable for a felon walking free because he just snuck out under their watchful eye there. Next up in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
Then there's this down in Tacoma. At that detention center in Tacoma that's been the focus of so much hue and cry lately. Some of the people who are being detained there are on a hunger strike. One reportedly has not eaten for nearly a month. And so the officials at the immigrant detention center, they want to continue their hunger strike, the people being detained. The officials are saying, well, no, if they won't eat, we're going to force feed them. And so now two of the detainees, Vyacheslav Polyaskov and Raquel Martinez Diaz, they have gone to U.S. District Court asking that they not be force-fed. They say they want to continue to not eat. And I see this story, and I'm thinking, how in the world can we force people to eat in jail? If they want to continue their hunger strike, well, can we really force feed them? It's so weird. It is so weird around here. If somebody wants to end their life, we've passed laws for assisted suicide. We've told people if you want to kill yourself, we as the government will sanction assisted suicide. And yet people who are locked up for violating the laws of this country, if they want to not eat, our public officials say, oh, we'll go to court and we will force a feeding tube down their throat. Why is that? Why do we sanction assisted suicide, but we go to court to force the hunger strikers to eat? We really are in bizarro world. All right, and finally, in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
Well, I got all kinds of people. You know, I'm so filled with love. I'm pure love. That's how I'm described. And I got all these people upset with me. I did a thing for today's sign, The End Is Near, yesterday, about the Baltimore Orioles. The Baltimore Orioles, for their game two nights ago, they put the players' names on the back of the uniform in Braille instead of block letters. And look, I have great compassion for people who are either vision or hearing impaired. My mother-in-law worked for decades at the Washington State School for the Deaf down in Vancouver. She still signs at her church services. And, you know, I have great compassion for people who are facing challenges. But what I said about putting the Orioles uniforms, the names, in Braille, well, here's what I said yesterday. Pardon my lack of political correctness, but why is that awesome? So what I was commenting on was there were all these tweets from ESPN and Major League Baseball about how awesome what the Orioles did, putting the uniform names in Braille. And I said, well, it's not a bad thing. It's just not awesome either. Like, people are able to go up, put their fingers on the uniform and read the backs. So all it did was it made the uniforms unreadable to everybody, the sighted and the blind. All right, so that was my comment yesterday. Well, I start getting all of these angry messages from people. Why can't you just say that this is great? Well, because it's an empty gesture. Putting uniform names in Braille, as I said, nobody can go out and put their fingers up and down the uniform to read it. If you want to put them in Braille in the program at the stadium, so somebody sitting in the stadium can experience the ambiance of the ballpark, but they can read the program in Braille, that would make sense. Putting player names in Braille on the back of their uniform is an empty gesture. And this gets back to, people get upset at honesty. And what I said is, I didn't say it was a bad thing. I just said it's not awesome. It's not, as ESPN tweet, bigger than baseball. No, it's not. The team's horrible. It doesn't improve the team at all. I'm not sure that fans want causes in the game. I'm the NFL. Ratings have proven that fans don't really want causes to be part of their entertainment as they go watch a football game or a baseball game. It's just, it's not a bad thing. It's not an awesome thing. And I'm not going to say stuff just because everybody else is. Just because everybody else says, this is fantastic. This is awesome. Why? What makes that awesome? Making the uniforms unreadable for both the sighted and the blind. It's an empty gesture. And too much of our society and our life today is just filled with empty gestures instead of anything meaningful. That was my point. You don't like that? I'm not going to say stuff just because everybody else does. I'm not going to celebrate something that just doesn't make sense to me. If you want to, that's fine. Go ahead. I'm not going to lie to you. Man, people were upset. I dared question Braille uniforms on the baseball field. And that is your big lead for today.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, so how indeed did a felon just walk out of the King County Jail when he wasn't scheduled to be released? It's a pretty amazing story. Amy Clancy from Cairo 7 News. She's going to join us up next, right after she checks the news, here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, generally, it takes a tiny bit longer for me to do an I Told You So, but we are just getting breaking news. I said I was going to talk to Amy Clancy. She has graciously agreed to just join us next hour at 1:30 to talk about the felon who walked out of the King County Jail. But I want to follow up on the breaking news because I said right at the beginning of the show, everybody knows that this was a gang-related shooting, even though no politician was willing to say it. And the news you just got moments ago, Ursula, is that they've arrested two 17-year-old boys.
Yes,
is that right?
Exactly. So they arrested them last night. We're just getting word of it now. And apparently detectives received a bunch of tips after the shooting. It led them to identify the suspect's car. And King County Sheriff Sergeant Ryan Abbott says that the two teenagers are members of a gang.
Okay. And the other reality here, we won't know the immigration status of these teenagers or their families because they're not allowed to ask in King County. But the other reality, everybody who lives down in Burien knows that these gangs are populated with an awful lot of people who either the kids in the gangs or their families are here illegally, because we have become one of the magnet destinations in the country for illegals. Now, again, I don't know. We just got the breaking news. I don't know the status of these two 17-year-olds.
The only other detail I could give is that Ryan Abbott says they're members of the United Lakotas Sureno gang.
Okay. Well, you can read into that whatever you like. But everybody who lives down there knows what's going on with illegals. We had two teenage girls who were murdered in Burien a few months ago, and those killers have never been caught because the code of the street, the code of the gangs is no snitching. But everybody knows that the kids who were mingling the night those the 13 and 19-year-old girls were murdered, that there were a lot of families who are here illegally. And this gets back to just the gutlessness, the cluelessness of our politicians, that King County Council Chair Joe McDermott, in one of the most pathetic, pandering tweets you'll ever see, after this 51-year-old innocent woman was murdered yesterday afternoon, McDermott goes on Twitter and tweeted, "Tragedy in Burien today. My heart goes out to the shooting victim and her family and friends. We must address gun violence." Yeah, Chicago's addressed gun violence. Bang up job they're doing with gun violence back in Chicago. And the thing he proposed this afternoon, I'll play you some more sound bites. He wants to put signs in gun stores. That's Joe McDermott's solution. And again, this is just such a glaring example of how incompetent, and I don't know anything about Joe McDermott's overall intelligence, but on this issue, it is just glaring stupidity that he's not willing to talk about gangs. He's not willing to talk about illegals. All he can say is, let's put a sign in a gun shop. And I'm telling you right now, the people who are dealing with this violence in their homes, on their streets, on a daily basis, they know what's going on. But the party that has power throughout our region, the progressives, the liberals, they say, oh, no, let's get rid of ICE. Abolish ICE. Let's not let anybody do their job. And then I always get these incredibly moronic messages. Dory, you know the crime rate among illegals is lower than among American citizens. To which I always reply, how in the world are you repeating that propaganda when nobody in our region will document whether somebody is documented or not? On the King County Jail forms, King County Sheriff forms, they have a box for immigration status, and it is left blank every time they take somebody in, because they're not allowed to ask. So how can anybody try to tell me that there's a lower crime rate among illegals when we don't track it at all? There is absolutely zero statistical data or database that could possibly support that, because we are not allowed to even ask the question or fill in a form on immigration status around here. You want to do something about all of these shootings? You do something about gangs and about illegals. You don't put a sign up in a gun shop. And that's why That's why I had to keep going with this breaking news here. Joe McDermott, this is the King County Council chair. Joe McDermott talked at greater length with our reporter, Hannah Scott, about the signs he wants to put up in gun stores.
And this would require signage at points of sale and discharge, i.e. retail outlets and firing ranges, about the health effects of owning a firearm, having a firearm on the premises. And
what does that even mean? The health effect of owning a firearm. Well, if you're alone in your house and the Seattle police don't have enough cops out there and a heroin addict kicks in your front door, if you have a gun, the health effect of having that gun is pretty darn positive. Instead of you being victimized. I told you the story down in Tacoma last week. An 81-year-old woman, 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, surveillance camera catches a driver and a 27-year-old passenger in a vehicle. The 27-year-old gets out, looks in the bedroom window of the ground floor apartment of this 81-year-old woman. He breaks into her apartment with a kitchen knife, holds it to her throat, rips open her pajama top, exposing her chest. He says he's going to rape her. He threatens to murder her with the knife. He's going to stab her to death if she makes any noise. You don't think that somebody who's trying to stave off a criminal like that, if they have a gun, that the health effect is pretty darn positive? So, I mean, Joe McDermott, it's a level of cluelessness. As one of my texters said, the movie Idiocracy has come to life in local politics. Okay, let me replay that whole cut. But Joe McDermott says, let's put up some signs.
And this would require signage at points of sale and discharge, i.e. retail outlets and firing ranges, about the health effects of owning a firearm, having a firearm on the premises, and the number for the crisis connection line if you or someone you know is experiencing depression or contemplating suicide.
Yeah, that'll be so helpful, putting up those signs, because as we know, the gang members, the illegals, the heroin addicts, they always buy their guns retail. And they always heed the warning of signs. I mean, I'm serious. This is a level of idiocy that is incomprehensible to me. I don't even know. I don't know where to begin with it. Let me take a quick time out. I'm going to keep going on this because of the, and I'm just getting more details on the two teenagers, just been handed this, arrested in the shooting death of that 51-year-old woman. I'll give you more details on these gang members that no politician's willing to say. More as we cover this breaking news on the Dory Monson Show. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. You can text us. It's the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. That's 98973. Give me your thoughts as we continue to cover this breaking news. At the beginning of the hour, we did not know about the arrests in the murder of the 51-year-old woman in Burien yesterday. We now know her identity. Seattle Times is reporting her name is Gabriela Reyes, a deeply religious mother and grandmother. She was sitting at her desk, the receptionist's desk, at a chiropractic clinic yesterday afternoon when an SUV rolled by and the guys in the SUV opened fire. Their intended target was a guy who had just picked up his 15-year-old son at Highline High School, and they were walking down the street. Everything about that smacked of gang violence, and indeed, that is what the King County Sheriff's Office is now telling us. The two 17-year-olds who have been arrested are members of a local gang. And so We talked about that at the beginning of the hour, that our politicians are not addressing the real issue. You have idiocracy reigning supreme here, like Joe McDermott wanting to put up signs in gun shops.
When vehicle deaths were increasing, we responded by not only putting seatbelts in cars, but requiring their use by putting airbags in cars. We need to respond in the same way to this public health crisis with a variety of ways to protect and make people safe.
We're just getting this audio in. That is, I'm sorry to laugh. It's such a serious subject. That is one of the stupidest analogies I have ever heard from a public official. Joe McDermott is proposing putting signs in gun shops, and he says that is analogous to us putting seatbelts and airbags in cars. This is what people elect around here. I'm serious. That might be the stupid. And I've heard a lot of stupidity. I've played a lot of Kashama Sawant sound bites, for crying out loud. That might be the stupidest soundbite I've ever heard from a local public official. It's real high. It's top 10. I know that. So Joe McDermott, he won't talk about gangs. I have no idea the status, the citizenship status of these two 17-year-olds or their families. But I also know that when we have a mania among Democrat officials around here, including Jay Inslee, Dow Constantine, our mayor, mayors of cities all around here, abolish ICE. We had members of Congress from this region. We got to abolish ICE. You want to put a dent in deaths on the streets? Let's do something about the gangs and about the illegals. Now, I'm also getting a lot of poorly thought out, and I appreciate people who take the time to text, but you got to think a little bit before you send a text. You know, there are people saying, so you think murders will end? You don't think any white citizens ever commit murder, huh? Of course they do. What I'm saying is the murders that are committed by illegals, like the girl in Iowa who's just out for a summer evening jog and an illegal murdered her. What I'm saying is the illegals committed by, or the murders committed by illegals wouldn't happen if the illegals weren't here. That doesn't mean all murder will disappear. It's such a silly, specious argument. No, of course, white citizens are going to, white and black and Asian citizens are going to continue to commit crimes. But what I'm saying is if we crack down on gangs with the same fervor that Joe McDermott wants to put signs up in gun shops. I got to play that one more time. We just got this audio in. It's the first time I've heard it. This, seriously, top 10 stupidest sound bites by a local politician in my memory.
When vehicle deaths were increasing, we responded by not only putting seatbelts in cars, but requiring their use by putting airbags in cars. We need to respond in the same way to this public health crisis with a variety of ways to protect and make people safe.
Okay. But Joe McDermott won't dare say anything about gang violence or about illegals because it's not politically correct. Oh, but going after guns, whew, that's a hot button topic for the left there. We're in some pretty sad conditions with these people in charge. Fast 15's coming up next.